This is Ethan Kruger for Effingham Radio News, talking to Bill Fritcher, who is the superintendent of Teutopolis Schools, and Carrie Jackson, superintendent of Dietrich Schools. We are going to be talking today about the proposed 1% schools facility tax, which will be on the April ballot here on the 4th, and what exactly it's for, what it's going to do, and what you as a voter needs to know to make an informed decision. So, gentlemen, if you could just give me a quick overview, what is this tax proposal all about?
Well, basically, the tax proposal is a 1 cent sales tax, and it is to be used for school facilities only. So 47 of Illinois's 102 counties currently have the tax already. This is the second time it's been on the ballot in Effingham County, and we have some facility needs in Teutopolis specifically. I won't speak for the other school districts in the county, but we certainly have some facility needs. We need to try to raise some funds to make either repairs or rebuild and demolish a portion of our building.
And one of the really neat things you can do with this tax is to pay off your existing debt that we are currently levying our taxpayers for. It's going to be a tool to use to help control property taxes, to give our property taxes taxpayers a break. So it's a really nice tool to use to fund our schools. It's really a more fair and equitable way to do it.
Now, one concern that I have heard from the community is that some of the school districts, you guys included, have basically said that you would be able to abate some property taxes with this tax being successful. The concern is that the current board, or the future board, is not beholden to decisions made by the current board. How would you respond to that?
And that's a true statement. The future boards are not beholden to the current board. I can tell you that the Teutopolis School Board did pass a resolution at the last school board meeting to use our funds as a first priority to address the needs in the oldest section of our high school. They also agreed to make 50% of our current bond payment, our debt, which will be about $200,000 to $250,000 per year until the year 2028. The argument is certainly a valid one, and future boards don't have to abide by what current boards do, but we hope as a show of respect for what current boards are dealing with that will be the case.
Dietrich Schools are in a little bit different situation because we've done a lot of updating already, and we have debt that we have bonded for those upgrades. So our board has like many in the county, pledged to abate the bonds until they're paid off. And our bonds are extended out until 2026. So we will continue to abate the bonds until 2026 with revenues from the county school facilities tax. And then another point that I think voters should know is that with the revenue generated from this tax, we can use for future facility upgrades and maintenance. Whereas in the past, if we didn't have the reserves to pay for it, we would have to bond out. Bonding in the future could very well be a lot less than we've seen in the past.
Now, could I have you guys talk a bit about the facility needs around the district with your respective areas?
Sure, I'll be glad to talk about Teutopolis School District. The oldest section of our high school was built in the 1929 time frame. Significant need of renovation in there. We have lots of asbestos around that building. Very difficult to do any work with the lighting or with the ceilings or with the flooring because of asbestos-related issues. Just drives up the cost of any type of renovation. Additionally, the oldest section of our building is not handicap accessible. When we start renovations, ADA compliance does kick in. So our architect has indicated that we would be required to add two elevators and a chairlift. That alone estimated around $900,000 just to add those things in. So we have very significant needs. Additionally, our enrollment has dropped significantly in the last several years. And so we have empty space in the old section of our high school. And so our footprint is really larger than it needs to be. So it's our hope to be a little bit more efficient with the use of space. If we were able to rebuild the the high school section. We could add a 10-room classroom addition, possibly. That is yet to be decided for sure. There's going to be some community input, but that's the most significant need we have in our district.
In Diedrich, we're in a little bit different situation. We've been able to maintain our buildings in the past very well. We've had some issues with our HVAC, roofing, things like ongoing issues that you would normally have. But one of the main things our community has been focused on is growth. So we could use this money to potentially build additional classrooms because our enrollment is going up. So we're going to need the extra space. And then some other things that we've been looking at in the community is a daycare or preschool facility. And we currently do not have the space for that. And this would allow us to at least further explore that option to provide additional services to our community to help it grow.
Now, another complaint that I've kind of heard from folks in the community is that schools already are getting what they perceive as being a lot of money from property taxes, local property taxes. So how is that money kind of getting eaten up that requires you guys to propose this additional tax?
Well, we're really set as far as the amount of money that we can levy for local property taxes in our operations and maintenance fund, our education fund. There's a maximum rate that's allowed by law, and we cannot go above that rate. Unfortunately, or fortunately, I guess people see their property tax bills continue to rise because property values continue to increase, which school districts and other taxing bodies really have no control over the property values. We do get more locally. It's also important to understand that the way the state's financing model for schools is set up is that as our local property values increase and we receive more money locally, the state cuts funds on the other end in the general state aid area. It's not when property values go up and we get more locally, it doesn't mean that's 100% more money because the state does cut us on the other end.
And in Diedrich, our local property taxpayers make up about 40% of our school funding, which is, as you know, if you're more reliant upon the state in the conditions that we've been in, it's not necessarily a good situation to be in. So I guess as far as looking forward, I'm a property taxpayer myself, and nobody likes to see property taxes go up or even to pay property taxes. Everybody thinks that their property tax bill is too high. One advantage to the facility sales tax is that we will be able to help control those property taxes through this additional revenue for our facilities in the future.
This has been Ethan Kruger for Effingham Radio News. Once again, Bill and Carrie, thank you for talking to us today.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Ethan.